Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Common Sense Show. My name is Dave Hodges. I'm the host, and we're the show that's freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. We need your help, though. We got to unenslave everybody. I estimate 50% of the country is awake, but they're not at work. And we need to make people awake and at work, and we need to increase the number of people that are awake because humanity's in the crosshairs, folks. This is do or die time. All hands on deck. If the Democrats retain control, they're going to centralize power. Game over. We'll be under the rule of groups like the World Economic Forum. You'll be begging them for food. You'll own nothing and love it. You know the deal. Eat bugs. Yeah. Okay, and there's a complication. Listen to me very carefully. There's a complication. So before we join our guest, Dr. Sherry Edwards, and we're going to do some analysis of some of our favorite ingrates that are running our country into the ground. Before we go there, though, I want to stress the importance to you of having storable food. On September 16th, federal mediators have given railroad workers permission to strike. The Biden administration is doing next to nothing to help solve it, even though their mediators are there. Their actions have been described as hands-off. So in less than 11 days, you could see railroad stop across the country. Now, it's bad. 28% of our goods are shipped by rail. But here's where it's really bad, ladies and gentlemen. 62% of agriculture and food are shipped by rail. I had to go research this because this is not in the press releases. I think they're just trying to camouflage this problem as much as they can until the last minute. But 62% of food and agriculture. How many of you go into the store now, and my wife has this happen all the time, honey, pick up this or buy that bag, and she comes home and she goes, wasn't there, we'll have to check again in a few days. We all have that experience. Can you imagine what's going to be if these, yeah, exactly. And two more food processing plants have burned down. That brings the amount to well over 100. Of course, it's just a coincidence this all started when Joe Biden became president. Unbelievable. Get your storable food, please. Please, please get as much as you can, as fast as you can, because they're going for the kill. Seriously. The World Economic Forum said yesterday, we're really worried that we can't stop the protests worldwide. They're doubling down on everything. Everything. So here's what you have to do. You have to go get the storable food, 25-year shelf life, okay? Restaurant quality, 2,000 calories per day, lots of variety in the food. Get it today. They've held prices the same. There are also specials involved. Go to foodwithdave.com. That's foodwithdave.com. Okay, one more thing. This is important. Water filtration. Is the grid in trouble in California? Oh, yeah. Blackouts. In fact, Energy Secretary Granholm said on Friday, that model that California is engaging in, you know, taking away cars and shutting the grid down periodically, that's going to be the model for America. Well, do you know if the grid's down for very long, your water's not going to flow. Where are you going to get your drinking water? You're going to have to scavenge. And you'll probably be able to find it, unless you're in Death Valley. But you'll probably be able to find it. Waters, lakes, streams, runoff, pools, so forth. But you can't drink it. Cryptosporidium, do you in very quickly. So you need the best water filtration out there. And we want you to go to waterwithdave.com because the Alexa Pure Pro Water Filter is number one. The research is at waterwithdave.com. They also have a special. They, too, have held their price. You need both. And how much do you need, they say? How many filters do you need? We recommend one per person because if your water totally gets shut off, ladies and gentlemen, you've got a problem. Because it's a volume problem. And so if you have one per family member, that solves a big part of that problem. And you're still going to have to ration. I'm not going to lie to you. This is not a cure-all. This is to get you through a crisis. So go to waterwithdave.com. And finally, love Mike Lindell. He put us on as a sponsor and made my audience a great offer. Go to mystore.com, coupon code Hodges, mystore.com. Everything there is half price or two for one. Half price slippers, bed sheets, pillows, coffee maker, coffee, everything. Everything is there. Two for one. All right, this is for our audience. Seriously, exclusive offer for the Common Sense Show, mystore.com, keyword Hodges. So that takes care of our sponsors for our show here, ladies and gentlemen. Glad that you're with us. We have a familiar guest back on. She appears mostly on the TV side of the CommonSenseShow.tv, where you should also sign up because we do some amazing investigative work there. Now, Sherry is going to tell us about bioacoustic analysis, and then we're going to analyze using that science Joe Biden, Alex Jones, and Mitch McConnell, who I have been relentless against. Sherry, welcome to the show. Glad you could join us. And I thought we could start off just by a simple explanation of this science that's scientifically proven, but because medicine can't make money off of it, they're not endorsing you. Pharmakia hasn't come after the technology yet.
Well, it's great to be here. And there are some companies that are making lots of money off of it. They're gouging people, which is the reason that I'm out here giving it away. Mm-hmm. And you have me on the show because I do something very unusual. We put a microphone in front of somebody's face. We have them talk to us for 30 seconds. And then we use all the frequencies from their voice to look at the frequencies and compare them to the brain to see what the body's doing. And today, we received our 500th request for vocal print evaluations. So that's a lot in the last couple of months. And since we've been talking about some things that are kind of controversial in looking at people's voice, because we can tell a lot about their health and their intentions, their perspective, who they're in bed with, literally, who they agree with or not. So we want to teach people to do that. That's our goal, and to give them the tools to do it. So we're going to give away a computer program today to your audience.
Wow, amazing. That's incredible. Folks, I can tell you firsthand this works. And how do I know this works? Well, because Sherry's done some health analysis of me, and without her knowing fully what I could be dealing with or have dealt with, she has nailed it. I'm telling you, health-wise, I'm convinced about how this technology works. But it's based on the idea of frequency analysis, popularized by Jose Delgado back in the 60s. The CIA's had control of that technology ever since, until Sherry came along and is applying it to, like you said, personality, intentions, health. It's incredible what we're looking at. You were the first person to correctly diagnose Joe Biden, by the way. I just want you to know that. I was on top of this every day, and you came out and says he has this, this, and this, and you were right on the money.
That's good to know. Are we allowed to talk about it?
Yeah, go ahead if you want to review that real quick, and then I want to get into the speech. Joe Biden's speech, what's the truth behind it?
Okay, when we first started, we noticed that he had vascular inefficiency. So he wasn't circulating blood and nerve impulses in a way that was optimal. So he did have some dementia, but it was from lack of circulation, not from something like Alzheimer's. Uh-huh. But it was a lack of dementia, and it causes him not to be able to think quickly and clearly. And I think that's been borne out. And recently, we did an evaluation of him. So many people ask me, is he on something? Because we see his wife handing him pills. Well, we found out, I finally did an evaluation because I was so ticked off about this speech he did last Thursday. I said, I just want to know what he's on. And in his file, 15 times the frequencies for centrophinoxine, centrophinoxine.
Easy for you to say.
Showed up, and it has many different names. It's an herb here in America. In other countries, it is a prescription, but it helps with memory and being able to remember what you said and what is going on. So I've written a little blurb about that. I'll send it to you so you can post it with this show.
Love it. Love to do it. Okay, let's go to Joe Biden and that speech.
The speech shows nearly 90% manipulation. Manipulation of people's position and their brain. I think the intent of this all along was to get people to talk about his speech and not the issues, and to cause people to turn on each other. Look what he's done to trying to turn Republicans on each other and trying to turn Democrats against Republicans, because the speech is designed to deny, manipulate, distort. It attempts to rewrite history. I'm gone through it sentence by sentence, and so far I have found two true statements. The rest of the statements are manipulation, attempts to say things that aren't true, we respect the Constitution. Well, if he did, he wouldn't be going after our guns. He wouldn't be going after helping with censorship. He would not be going after to reconstruct the Supreme Court. So that's just a flat-out lie. So what's going on, I think, in politics right now, and it's just an attempt to split the party, because the other things they tried to do didn't work. You're a coach. You know you use the plays that work. And I see Mar-a-Lago as nothing more than Russia 2.0.
Yeah.
It's the same design.
I agree. Look, they're trying to get him twice in New York court now over business and taxes, which is a fishing expedition. First of all, he had presidential immunity when they started this, so we'll go nowhere. They did impeachment one, impeachment two, and that followed really the first impeachment, which was the Russian collusion delusion. So they have that, and now they have this. They just won't stop because they know they can't beat him. They can't run on their record, and so they got to start cheating.
You know, one of the things people want, and they need it right now, that Biden talked about it a lot, we respect the rule of law. Garbage. Look at what they did, and you talked about it on your show, Tepito Navarro, and they're treating people differently. And I want to bring up something else I really am ticked off about. $500,000 for a fence around Biden's personal property.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but on the border, a landowner put up a private fence to keep illegals out, and Biden's people came along with some kind of key and let all the people through.
Mm-hmm.
Now, why is that fair? And that's what people are objecting to. We're not being treated fairly. Each person needs to feel safe, needs to know that what is going on for everybody should be equal. We shouldn't have Mar-a-Lago documents and Hillary documents and people being treated totally different.
Yes.
These people are so stupid. They're trying the same thing twice. And it's just incredible what's happening, what they're doing to the people with these mandates and Fauci and that garbage. And we proved with vocal analysis that Fauci was lying, and that he was only interested in his own reputation, not necessarily money like the rest of them. But sick people can't fight. And that's one of the things that we want to help. There's about, 12 things that's happening? All this garbage in people's blood that they're reporting. Heart disease, infertility. So we've put a software program together for people, so that they can go test how they've been damaged. And I think the government ought to pay for any damage from these mandates. That'll end up being taxpayers, but I think the government ought to pay for what's happening to people. And they're trying to keep it very quiet how many people are dying and what's going on. I have one statistic from a funeral director. He's looking at the people who are dying of sudden adult death syndrome, and he says they have this abnormal blood I don't know what they call it, it's coagulation, and it's not really blood, it's some kind of foreign materials. And they're looking at all of these people who they had blood before, they have a COVID shot, And then the blood, 94% of them, the blood becomes very abnormal. Now, sick people can't fight. Is that their intention? Or are they just trying to kill people off so they can run them through fear?
I think it's a little of both. They can't just go after humanity full force and it results in instant death, like firing squads, you know, concentration camps to kill people. They have to go about this more gradually or they'll stiffen the resistance against them. In fact, actually, the World Economic Forum complained last week that we can't stop these protests right now. That's their big concern because people are waking up. So, yeah, it's a good question you just asked. I think it's a little bit of both. I think they want to depopulate, but they also want a weakened population that can't mount a resistance.
Yes, and they're doing that to our armed forces now.
Yes, exactly.
And the same thing, that's getting stopped just a little bit. But I don't understand. This has to be deliberate. And we've talked on the show before about this Chinese professor that said, we want to keep Biden because we cannot control Trump. So we're going to do everything we can to keep Biden in there. And it's censorship, it's management, it's lack of freedom, it's just calling people names, communists, fascists, and they're the ones doing all of this. And now it's come out that there are batches of these vaccines that they've damaged people with. And this batch in Oklahoma is not the same as the one in California.
Yeah,
so they can't tell why people are dying and they can't see it, you know, US-wide. It's very deliberate. When you begin to look at the people involved, it's very deliberate. So it's control, absolutely control of what's going on. In the speech, Biden says it's fascism. And I looked it up. What is fascism? I really didn't understand what he was trying to say. And it's tyranny by one leader. And that to me is like his executive orders. His executive orders don't even have the look of civility anymore. When you're talking about $10,000 for people to pay their student loans, that is a great starter of a war.
Well, certainly the civil unrest, and I think it'll be a contributor to what I fear will be an eventual civil war. I really do believe that. I mean, you know, how many parents have paid off their kids' college or people put themselves through college, and now they're being asked to support freeloaders?
I kind of have a solution for that.
What would it be?
Why don't we just give everybody $10,000 to pay off their debts?
Yeah. The problem, though, is that the whole process is inflationary.
Yes. And it's designed to separate all of us and fight. And I think that's exactly part of the speech and what they're, you look at their moves they've made. It's all about bring people into an arena so they can fight. Look at it.
Well, it's divide and conquer. You know, they don't want black people and white people and Hispanics and Asians or anybody else lining up together and say, we have this in common and we're sick of your criminality. So they're trying to turn us on each other, which is why they play the race card every time you turn around.
And that's exactly what Biden's speech is about. I tried to find a speech writer and to look into that. But almost every sentence is distorted. It's a lie. It's trying to manipulate history, rewrite history. So I'm doing a complete evaluation. I will send that to what each of these sentences do and what it's really designed for. Separate us from our children, separate us from our school, separate us from our political people, people we care about. Separate us from the idea of something being legal. Make us run in fear. 87,000 new IRS agents. What agency do you fear the most?
Well, the IRS, because they have their own courts. They can shut you down economically like a Chinese social credit system. And they don't have to know you're guilty. They only have to think you might be guilty. And they can wreck your life. But here's what concerns me about that, and then I want to go back to Biden's readings for a minute. The thing that really concerns me about the 87,000 IRS agents is their training. And I've talked to, like, Doug Thornton, my broadcast partner on the Doug and Dave Intel Report, and that really bothers me.
It should.
Because they're training these IRS agents. The job ad said, be willing to use deadly force. And they emphasize the violence aspect, you know, breaching a door to gain entry. Since when do they need to do that to do an audit? They've done audit for decades, and they've never had to break doors down. I mean, if it's been an organized crime figure, they use the FBI. But why does the IRS have to do this? And I'll tell you why. This isn't about taxes with this group. That's a disguise, in my humble opinion. This is a secret Gestapo force with police powers.
I totally agree with you. As I'm looking at Biden's speech, it's all about control. You will do what I say do because I am in charge here. And he is such a fool. Am I allowed to say that? When you look at his vocal print, it's so political and so full of garbage and manipulation. And it says personal manipulation through justice to make people do what I want them to do. His A-sharp is off the charts, and I'll send this to you so you can post it.
And so these ratings that you're mentioning, like the A-sharp and so forth, this is the way, just for our audience edification, this is the way you can ascribe previously known traits that exhibit certain frequencies and modulations, correct?
Absolutely correct. And the computer does it all. It's not me giving my an opinion.
Okay.
The computer goes in and manages all that and creates a report.
Wow. Pretty interesting stuff. Really interesting stuff. I guess at the end of the day, I have to ask you this question, though. If you look at Biden, is he really in control of his own faculties? Is he inventing this stuff to say? Or do you see him representing other people? Is there any way you could measure that?
There's a lot of people that have a similar vocal prints that he does. And when you look at that, people with similar vocal prints have similar ideas. Like Romney was one, and certainly Liz Cheney was one. President of China, Xing, whatever his name is, he and Biden have almost identical vocal prints.
That's
and we've
scary.
Written an article about that.
That's scary. Are we going to be the next Uyghurs and go into their concentration camps? That's scary when you say that.
I think we've been sold out. And I think Biden, I'll give another coach analogy. He has a team and he's doing his best to undermine the other team because he's already sold out and bet on his own team to win. So he's doing every underhanded dirty trick to the other team, trying to get them to just fall, give in, kill themselves. And there's been some people in the news recently that's been killing themselves over finances and the things that they did in the stock market. But when you look at Karine, what is her
Jean
name?
Jean-Pierre.
Yes. She said this is not a political speech. Her nose should be growing by yards, not just feet. But even CBS, NBC, ABC, and Fox all refused to run this president's address because they said it was too political. It's an attack speech. I've listened to several evaluations. They describe it as tyrannical, devious, vile, hateful, divisive, bitter, the exact opposite of America's current reality.
You know what's really interesting about that? You just said that the current mainstream media, liberal, really controlled by people who want the New World Order, they didn't want to run this speech because obviously they had advance notice. And they said, this is too liberal for us with our audience. They were afraid of losing market share with the audience, I guarantee you. Does that, you know, it's interesting. You have liberals censoring liberals now. Isn't that interesting?
And that's going to do them in when they start fighting with each other. But I want to step back and answer another question. You said, is this Biden or is this something somebody's written for him? I looked at his speech and I looked at what he actually said. There was very little deviation. Somebody is writing this speech for him for a purpose and he stuck to it. But think about what he said on Jimmy Kimmel, what, a couple months ago?
Yeah, I know.
People who don't agree with me should go to jail.
Did you analyze that statement?
I did, and he was telling the truth. He really thinks that's what should happen. People who don't agree with Biden thinks they all should be in jail. That's probably why he's dealing with this January 6th stuff the way it is, why he is encouraging Antifa to bully and rape and pillage and crash whole communities. I have a friend that's near one of the Washington communities, and he said people there took guns to people's houses and made people get back down on their knees and apologize for being white, and then they took their car keys and anything else of value and walked away, and nobody would do anything about it. Now, you consider that what Antifa's doing, defund the police, get rid of bail, but now contrast that to why they arrested an old man in an airport and put him in shackles.
Oh, you're talking about Peter Navarro, 72-year-old
yes.
man, because he wouldn't testify at J6, and he couldn't because he had a privileged relationship with the president, which means he can't divulge what President Trump said to him. He can't. That's illegal. He could be disbarred for that, but that didn't stop them from arresting him. They tortured him, too. They kept him without food and water for over 24 hours, and that's torture by UN definition.
And it was a nonviolent arrest, or whatever you want to call it. They wanted some documents, or they wanted him to testify. But it's okay if you go break in the windows of a store and loot the store. That's okay, as long as it's not over, what, $300 or $1,000. And if you do go to jail, there's no bond. You can just leave.
Yeah.
This place is crazy.
Former DA.
No wonder people don't feel safe.
I was going to say my broadcast partner.
And when you look at Biden's speech, which I don't think he wrote, most of his energy's in this note of A sharp. And it's mental games using a naive perspective, uses what he perceives to be the faults of others to manipulate. Our youngsters are drug addicts, so it's okay for all this fentanyl to come through the border. That's okay because it's their own fault if they take this fentanyl. The idea of justice resides in an emotional, naive layer. That's why I think he's just spouting somebody else's words, or somebody is making him say whatever. Because when he gets alone, a day or two after the speech, he went in and denied that he said things. And you can see it there in black and white. He doesn't remember what he said the day before. And that's why I'm very concerned. And I ran all this stuff about what medication is he on.
What do you think?
Well, I have the name of the medication. And it's an herb for dementia.
So it's an herb? Really?
It's an herb, but it's been turned into medication in other countries. It has all different kinds of names. But one of the things that it can cause is stumbling. So think about him going up that airplane ramp where he stumbled not once, but what, two or three times? I think they are feeding him something. They don't want to say it's medication, so they can say that it's an herb. But it has a lot of different names. And in this article that I'll send you, is all the different names. And we can give people the information on how they can go look at the vocal print. It's in this one particular thing that has several names, was in his vocal print 15 times. It's the only one that was in there 15 times, and it's centrophenazine. It's a cholinergic nootropic, and it's touted as a dietary supplement. It's similar to DMAE, and I had to look that up too. It's to help your brain think and help you not age. But from his vocal print and from his actions, that he even has trouble forming and keeping a sentence together when he's not reading somebody else's words. And he fell for it. I don't want to say he fell for it. He's doing it. He is following somebody else's orders.
Yeah, but you have to understand, if the allegations against him are true, and I believe it, horrible corruption in Ukraine, which means his family had a role in the Wuhan flu because it was developed in Ukrainian labs. And then you look at the corruption, gun running and trafficking. He receives kickbacks from the big guy, gets 10%. And then the diary that came out that got popularized inadvertently by Project Veritas, and where he's showering with his daughter. She's a sex addict on drugs, has had multiple institutionalizations. You know what that adds up to? This guy is a word that I cannot say on the public media. He is a horrible, horrible person. He referenced back in the 70s, and we're talking about school desegregation, he equated blacks going to school with whites as bringing the jungle in. He's a racist. He's a horrible racist, too. I mean, I could go on and on, but you get the idea. He's a terrible person, and that is not erased by his dementia.
Yes, but he's going along with tear the country apart, and we're falling for it. We're talking about his speech. That's what he wants. He doesn't want us to stay together so that we are united against what he is touting. Here's just a couple of things from his speech. He said, "This is a nation that honors our Constitution. We do not reject it." What a bald-faced lie. If that's true, why is he going after guns? Why does he want to change the Supreme Court? Why is he supporting censorship? Why is he supporting unequal rule of law? And people are there, when he said, "This is a nation that believes in the rule of law," people are applauding, and they said, "We do not repudiate it." That's a true sentence. This is a nation that believes in the rule of law, and that's going to be his downfall, because it's not the same rule of law for everybody, and that's what people are objecting to. Among everything else, freedom, respect, fairness. Everybody knows what the conditions are that they have to abide by so that they know they feel safe. You've been in psychology. You know that how you run people crazy is you keep changing the rules on them, and it causes them a mental breakdown. That's what they're going for here. And these people applauding, I don't know where they find these educated fools to agree with him that really don't have a lick of sense.
There was some pushback in the audience with "Let's go Brandon" chants and more volatile chants. I can't repeat. That's the word starts with F. So there was some pushback. Sherry, before we go to other people here, because we're going to have to move on from Biden because we could easily spend multiple shows on him. If someone were to come to you and say, "Sherry, tell me about my character and what you can tell from this, and tell me about my health." Okay, what would you say to them?
Go on to our Sound Health Portal, which is an online workstation, and they can test themselves with many free vocal analyses, and they can test their personality. It's right on the front page. We have things like bio diet, corona damage, heart damage. It's all there for them. Our idea is to not do it for them, but to teach them to do it for themselves.
Sure.
That's my rose-colored wish for the world.
Okay. That's interesting. So the people can get a report back. I've seen the reports. I'm just trying to get you to describe it. What does a report look like visually? What does it tell people? And are there charts and graphs that people can understand?
Yeah, the piece of paper, and it has their people's graphs on it, how up and down their voice goes up and down, and it shows all of that in real time. Then it has a list of the frequencies correlates that people have. Okay, you have too much iron. You don't have enough iron. Your iron's not being used. And it gives you directions on how to read that. And it gives you a ranking on the right-hand side. Number one, you need to pay attention to right now. And a lot of people who've had corona, their iron is really out of balance. So you want to look for that. Then it tells you whatever you find, go to your wellness provider and allow them to help you with what's going on. Thyroid's a big one right now. These coronavirus people that are coming in, and they're very sorry they got these shots. And it's really messed with their fatigue. And one of the things that they don't have a lot of is NAD, N-A-D. And I think that's nicotinic adenosine diphosphate. And that is the enzyme that helps your cells. Each cell is the enzyme that allows the cell to bring in the food stuff and create energy out of it. That is the number one biggest thing that we've seen. And another one that they can do, they can use our biomarkers. And a lot, it's not in the national media, but people's pancreas is really being damaged by this. So they can go in and find everything that's going on with them, and it gives them a ranking, and all they have to do is get a microphone, talk to us for 30 seconds, and they'll deliver it right to their email. But more than that, we want to encourage people to take our free classes so they can learn to do this for their community.
Did you say free?
Yes, the first one's free.
Wow. It's pretty amazing.
They can go in and use all 300 of our templates, 300 and some, and see where the damage is. And I have a video. It's called The Magic of the Sound Health Portal. I'll send it to you so people can download it and see what they can do. It's all instructions, and this is what they can do for their family, their community. We're trying to get people to open community centers because so many people, look at the news, they're dropping dead, they're sick, they can't work, they're handicapped, and I think that's all by design.
Well, there's no question it's by design. Alex Jones has been in the news, and not in a very favorable way, and he's being vilified from all circles. Even some in the alternative media have turned on him. I know that you've done an analysis of Alex. Tell the audience what you found.
Well, I was a little surprised at what I found. I thought I would see a radical, but I see somebody that is very focused. They're very much into justice and what's going on with people. They have a solid foundation. I just don't see a lot of fight left into him because they're jerking away all of his money, and that's his security, his money and what's going on. They must have known that because that's what he went after. He did some stuff with Sandy Hook that I don't particularly agree with, but I don't agree with what, $140 million in damages?
Yeah, it's his opinion, too. His opinion.
He's being used as an example as somebody who wants to support the freedom of Americans, and he wants the truth to come out.
Okay, that's fair enough. So what you see with Alex is what you get? Is that what you're telling us?
Absolutely. There's not a lot of ego in there. Most of his stuff is going to energy to support other people.
Okay. All right. Let's listen, and I hope Alex survives this onslaught. I think that award is going to be diminished greatly because of Texas law, and I don't want to get into all the details of it now, but I think Alex is going to get some relief, but he's been through hell and back. All right, let's go to the guy who I think is destroying America. Let me say why. It's one thing to have Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and Biden and Susan Harris, Obama and Susan Harris and Deese behind the scenes. It's one thing to have that. You know who your enemies are. It's another thing to have a person who's a traitor to America. He is in bed with China. His wife, her parents control the 6 largest ports in communist China. And this after she served as transportation secretary. What could go wrong with that? And this man is pulling funding from 8 Republican senatorial candidates guaranteeing the Democrats are going to win in the Senate. And I'm speaking about Mitch, I'm a traitor, McConnell. What did you find? Yes. What did you find with McConnell? That's my estimation. Now you get to tell me if I'm in error. Please tell me how.
Mitch McConnell doesn't know which way is up. He's so scattered. He doesn't know what he believes. He has a lot of energy toward Alzheimer's, and it's obvious he lacks a foundation. Most of his energy is in a naive fantasy, with the exception of C sharp and D, which stands for justice and communication my way. He is the other end of manipulative from Biden, where Biden is very manipulative toward people and knows exactly what he's doing. Mitch McConnell knows nothing and is so scattered, it's hard for him to even put a thought together of what's real.
Yeah, but what he's doing is deliberate to these candidates. He's withdrawn funding from Herschel Walker, J.D. Vance, Blake Masters. I could go down the list. He didn't support Sarah Palin. I mean, this guy is a one-man wrecking crew. That would take some forethought. So I guess, could you be telling us he's not doing this? He's so demented that someone is controlling his actions? Is that what you could be saying?
He doesn't know what he believes or where to go. He's just taking orders of... I see this image of a circle of adults with a little kid in the middle, and they're pushing him toward one person and pushing him toward another. So he doesn't know where to go or what to think or what to do. And he's fussy. He's very fussy about who's around him and what's around him. So he's kind of contrary with people. But you tell him to go say green is wonderful, and he will. And I'll tell him to go say red's wonderful, and he will. And he'll sound unbelievable in any situation because it's not really him. He doesn't have a foundation that he knows where he's coming from. His highest note is a note of D, which is a self-approval for what he thinks, but it's so scattered. It's so conflicted in his chart. He was intelligent at one time. You can tell he has a basis of information, but he just can't keep all the pieces together and apart and and go about his life. I don't know how to say that politely, but to say that he's mentally deficient.
Yeah, but he's destroying the conservative movement in the Senate.
Well, go into his finances and see who's paying him off.
I can tell you who. His wife and her parents have set him up with maritime offers and equipment and ships, and he's making millions because of communist China.
Well, also look at her and then look at him, and that'll tell you a story right there.
Wow, interesting. Very interesting. Let me ask you this question. Of the people that you have surveyed and analyzed, who's the most dangerous?
Most dangerous. I think Pelosi would be right up there. We have a book now, and I've sent you a link to it. It's called The Biggest Liars, and Biden and Pelosi are on the front with a forked tongue. But I think Obama started it. When you look at some of the things Obama's done, like talking on the golf course to those parents who just had their kid's head cut off, there's not one ounce of emotion in there. It's all intellect. Let me say this and get out of here. Another big, big liar that is leading the pack is Hillary. When she and Obama talked about Benghazi, and we said, you know, the day after, that's a big bunch of bunk, and now they've proven that's absolute garbage. It didn't have anything to do with some filmmaker. It had to do with them gun running through Benghazi. And the people who wrote 13 Hours of Benghazi, they were the ones telling the truth. So it's our government, the highest people in the government. And I think Hillary is the one that's paving the way and showing what you can actually get away with.
My question then, is Hillary the most dangerous?
I think Hillary is the one that showed everybody else how to do it and how they can get away with it. Look at what happened with her documents and what was going on. And they think, Hillary got away with it, I can get away with it. We can buy off anybody. But I think Obama was right there supporting Hillary's garbage.
It's because he was told to. They absolutely hated each other. And it started in the 2008 primary for the Democratic Party. But let's put it this way. They went to a quiet, closed-door meeting for 3 days at Bilderberg. And Obama got told what's what. She will be your Secretary of State. You will support her. She's going to secede you. And they almost made that happen. I agree with you. By the way, I'm hearing, and people just laugh at me when I say it, but I said all along, I've said this for 6 years, Hillary's going to run in 2024. I don't know if she'll secure the Democratic nomination, but she's running. I've got it on really good authority. She is running.
Well, see, she thinks she's absolutely omnipotent and she can do whatever she wants because she's gotten away with it before. People want what Trump represented, but I think they have poisoned Trump's name to the point where it's hopeless. It's going to be somebody who runs on the Trump issues, but I don't think it's going to be Trump himself, unless it's Hillary, and he'll jump in and run against her.
Interesting. That's really interesting. Sherry, people are sitting here saying, okay, this bioacoustic analysis, how do I know it's real? Where can I go to check it out? What would you say to people who ask that question?
They can go to soundhealthoptions.com. There's information there and testimonials and classes. Why are we giving it all away? Because too many people have filed patents against it, including MIT and Mayo Clinic, Carnegie Mellon. If it wasn't any good, they wouldn't be filing patents to try to take my work. Now, I can show where I started this work in the 80s, but if it was nothing, people wouldn't be trying to steal it, and they are, and people wouldn't be filing patents from it. So go find out for yourself. Use the techniques, use the software that we provide to you, and check it out. That's what it's going to take. People don't believe until it comes true for them.
That's true. So they can actually run a diagnostic on themselves to prove it works, correct?
Absolutely. We give them nutrition and muscles as free software to start, and they can just prove it to themselves and to their families. This is our, you know what Hadron's Wall is?
Yes.
This is bioacoustics, is Hadron's Wall against the government controlling our health.
Well, I would say this. If you put this in the hands of people, and you run it, say, on your spouse, who's Mary? can you hear the discussions?
Absolutely. We have a program that shows when people are showing stress. And we have a whole booklet for them. We have the computer program for them. They just have to ask or go to Sound Health Portal and use some of the software. We call them templates. And if you're hearing a really loud crashing noise here, there's a big storm and lightning.
Yeah.
So if you hear that in the background, that's what's going on.
I'm hearing the rain pound. That's what I'm hearing.
Yes. Yeah. It is really, really loud.
Yeah, I can hear it. But you know what, ladies and gentlemen, so it's not interference or static. It's rain on Sherry's end. So let's hope your power stays on. We went through a period in 8 days. We lost power here 5 times. Internet once. Yeah. So yeah, this is I think they're deliberately using weather modification to create a drought in the Southwest. They're giving our water away to China in Saudi Arabia. Arizona's giving away its water to Saudi Arabia. That just came out.
I saw that. Yeah. I could not believe that.
Yeah. I covered that a few days ago. And not only that, we're giving water away to Mexico, and we're creating drought conditions using Project HARP. And I could go on and on. Biden, everything he does is to America, not for America. You can't name one thing that he has done that has benefited an American, except for stealing money from one group of people to pay for the college for another group of people simply because he wants to buy their vote. But, excuse me, if you get away from that, if you get away from Biden, you know, helping those people illegitimately with the college loans, he's done nothing to help people. Nothing.
I think he has helped people realize how dirty politics are.
Well, they're brand of politics, yeah. Yeah, I hear what you're saying, Sherry, but let me ask you this question. I've always wondered this, too. In your work, when you have analyzed people and you come back and analyze them again and analyze them again, I'm wondering, can people change? Is rehabilitation of the personality possible? Have you seen that in your work?
I have seen it possible, but it usually takes a large challenge for that to happen. One of the things I was really interested in was the election. And I went through all of Mike Lindell's stuff and Dinesh's, what's his first name? D'Souza.
Yeah, Dinesh D'Souza. Uh-huh.
Yeah, 2,000 Mules. Those people are telling the truth.
Well,
how can Biden deny that? I don't understand how Biden ever got elected from his basement and have 10 people in the room.
I can tell you how. About 20 million stolen votes. That's how.
Yes, and that's what Mike Lindell did in his Absolute Proof, and Dinesh D'Souza did in his 20,000 Mules. Those people are telling the truth, and Biden is denying it all. That election was stolen. I can prove it.
Well, I proved it in 5 different ways here in Maricopa County where I live. And you should have seen when I published the article, I had people inside the audit because the audit was designed to cover up the crime. And not all the people in the audit were criminal, but a lot of them were. And they attacked me. One told Paul Preston, "You keep printing Dave Hodges' stuff, they're going to end up dead." And then they'd call Sarah Westall, who's a mutual friend of ours, and say, "You're losing credibility by supporting Dave Hodges on this election fraud thing." They went after me like no one's business. And you know what that told me? I'm right on the money.
Yes, absolutely. It's why Biden said anybody who doesn't agree with me belongs in jail. And he should have added, or I'll see that they are dead. When you get attacked, you're on the money.
I think that's coming. I'm afraid that if the Democrats win, I really believe, Sherry, that they are going to start a purge. They've already started a purge of upper echelon, you know, from Bannon to Navarro, but they're going to start the purge at the lower levels, at lower levels than the president's advisors. And I think we'll have a full-out purge, and that's what these 87,000 IRS agents are for. And it's going to get ugly. It's going to get really, really ugly. Who's on your horizon to look at next?
Well, I want to say in our defense, we could always remove ourselves from the union. I think that's what it's coming to.
I've said the same thing. Yeah, it's a race between Texas and Florida. And right now, Governor Abbott's a traitor. And there's many, many, many ways I can show that. He is a traitor. He's putting on a good show because he wants to get elected. Beto O'Rourke is catching him, believe it or not. I just read an article on that today. But I will tell you this, he's not to be trusted. I think DeSantis is real. We need to do DeSantis next. Do him, and we'll do that on TV, the Common Sense Show.
Yes.
TV. Anyway, I think we're about out of time here, and I'll tell you, my power is flickering too here. It's interesting. We're starting to get a storm ourselves. Yeah, we got just a little bit of time left. I just wanted to say this. I want you to do DeSantis. And we'll come back and we'll do another analysis show. But I appreciate you coming on and explaining how this all works, because this stuff, folks, I can tell you, personal experience. Sherry nailed my health situation. Okay? Fortunately, I don't have terribly monumental things going on. I'm not going to die tomorrow. But she nailed it all, past and current. It was incredible. And you can get the same thing by going to soundhealthportals.com. I have a good memory.
Yes, we're going to concentrate on the damage from COVID and also what's going on with the elections. Those are our two big projects.
I love it. Elections, so timely right now. Yeah, since they're donating, one division of the post office to handle mail-in ballots. What could go wrong with that Democratic organization? Sherry, we're flat out of time. Got to scoot. Be safe in that storm there. It sounds bad. And we'll talk to you soon.